Growing Healthy Pigs podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Growing Healthy Pig podcast. I'm Ingrid Potter, Key Account Manager for Pigs at MFD Animal Health UK. This is the podcast that talks about key industry news and updates within the pig sector. This episode is the start of a series which discusses and explores innovation and technology in the pig sector. Today, we'll be talking about the latest innovations and how those advancements could be the future of pig farming, helping to improve animal health and welfare, worker safety and efficiency. So if you're listening to us in the shed, tractor or in your kitchen while you rustle up some dinner, get comfy and stay tuned. The collection and use of data has many positive applications on pig farms, allowing producers and processors to have supply chain transparency, keep accurate records, and ultimately improve productivity. Today, we're talking to Mark Cox from Agrisyst and Carlos Pinheiro from PigChamp Pro Europe on how data is currently being used on pig farms to help improve productivity while improving health and welfare, and what can be done to make more of it. So Mark, thank you for joining us today from the Netherlands to discuss your Pig Expert herd management software and how it can assist producers in capturing data and improving herd performance. To get us started, would you like to just introduce yourself to our listeners and give them a bit of a brief outline of where you're placed in the market and what you currently do?
My name is Mark Cox. I'm the founder of a company called Agrisyst, which is a Dutch-based company. We do work international. We are into data solutions. My background is I studied in marketing at university. Before I founded the company, I also worked for a feed industry, almost a decade for the two biggest breeding companies in the world. So I'm an old guy, just working for a very long time in the industry. And as I said, we work with data. So we do a lot of data analysis, data benchmarking, data joining, data linking, and everything what we do is definitely focused on pig production management. So it's really on the animals, on the animal production. And partly we do that with our own software called Pig Expert, but we also work with software sources or data, for example, Agrosoft or other herd management systems. We're not really focused on just keeping our own software. It's about the data for the producers. That's what we focus on.
Fantastic. Thanks for that introduction, Mark. I think it's safe to say you have a wide pig industry knowledge. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We really do appreciate your insights. We're really interesting because obviously in the UK, I do feel, and I know we had a little conversation before we started our podcast about the UK pig industry and where we sit on data. And I think we kind of look to our European colleagues as a kind of benchmark for us on like, this is where we can go. So really talking about the use of data in general, do you feel that the UK farmers are really bought into the idea of using data on farm?
Yes and no. I think they are bought into the idea of using data, but just on a much lower level. And I think that the biggest issue there is that they don't understand yet how much potential there would be. You know, it's just like driving a car. You know, if you have a very slow car, you still might have the interest of driving faster, but you don't know how much faster you could actually go until you start driving in a much faster car.
Absolutely. And as we discussed before, Mark, I think you made a really good point about Dutch farmers that the data collection piece has really just become a habit. And it's how we can move that forward to encouraging the UK farmers to embrace this data collection. So how at the moment, and again, across the countries that you work, how is data being used on pig farms at the moment?
If you look at data, that's already a little bit an issue. Data, in principle, it's about a data cycle, you could almost say. You know, it starts with collecting data. If you collect data, then at a certain moment, you're going to do something with the data, either merging or joining or slicing and dicing. It's some kind of processing. And then there is a very crucial moment where the data will have to be transferred into valuable information.
And do you feel at the moment there's quite a lot of disparity between those? So we have people that are collecting the data and they're putting it into a system, but they're then actually not getting anything useful back out of the data.
That is probably the biggest issue today. You know, everybody shouts about big data and data collection, and there's huge value in data. And honestly, there's no value in data. There's only value in information which you potentially might be able to generate from data. So it's all about information. I mentioned three steps, so data collection, data processing, and then creating information from data. But then there's a fourth step, which is the dissemination of the information. So if you create information and if you start disseminating it, then a very crucial thing is that people will have to understand what to do with that information. And that's also what we lack a little bit, because the people, also suppliers, everybody's focusing on collecting more data. Data is valuable. You should do something with big data, but they don't have a clue. And they are not focused on the user, because the people who work with data are mostly people who like data.
Yes, absolutely.
And the ones who have to use it, the people who have to use the information, are not typical people like me who like data. They are people who like pigs and who are focused on production. So that means that the people who start working with information management for producers should actually be interested in the user of the data and shouldn't be interested in the data specifically. Now, there's a lot of psychology in this, how I'm going to present data in such a way that people actually take a decision based on the information. So this maybe the field of expertise is not about data or data science. Maybe the field of expertise is much more focused on information management.
Absolutely.
Are people using it well enough? Are people aware enough? I think you can't blame the users. That's maybe what I wanted to say also. I don't think we should blame the UK pig farmers on this. Maybe we should actually blame the ones who provide the solution for the UK pig farmers, that they weren't able to provide it in such a way that it actually could trigger them.
Absolutely agree. And I think there is a big disparity here. I think there's a gap in the market. So your key message here, Mark, is collecting the data is only the first step in the process. How we actually disseminate the information and it is key.
Exactly. The value is not in the data collection. Of course, you know, if you don't have the data collection, you can't create anything. You know, you do need, at least you need minimum, what you need is the fundamentals. But if you have those fundamentals, the value is in the information you create from it.
Absolutely. So how do you feel that access to good quality data and therefore understanding the output, how can that help our farmers to increase productivity, health and welfare on farm?
There are a few things, and I'll have to make notes for myself to make sure that I mentioned them all. First, one of the crucial things is that we have to start understanding why we need the information. So what the purpose of the information is. So that's one thing, and I'll try to explain it. The purpose of the information is, what I see very often is that people always talk about the result, you know, the outcome.
Yeah.
If you start working with the information gathered from data, you should start thinking, why do I gather those data in the first place? Why do I want to have this information in the first place? And then in the first place, you want to do that because you want to manage your production site. And managing a production site is not about the result. Managing a production site is as important to manage the input, to manage the logistics, the labor, the efficiency. And that's not always about litter size or PSY or daily gain, you know. And what I sense is that people are too much focused on collecting data just for the analysis on hindsight. And you can use data much more effective if you would also use data in the sense of for prevention or for early warning or for just managing your production site. So that's one thing which is crucial. And then secondly, another thing which is very crucial is that we should focus on presenting the information in a much more understandable way so it actually supports the decision making. And that's the idea. You know, you should be much more focused on supporting people to make more efficient decisions. If I help people to make easier decisions, then they will improve their production management and therefore they will improve their production levels. If I'm just going to throw out all the information I have and throw it on the table and I'm going to tell them, yeah, you look, we've made beautiful reports. They're 25 pages to read now. then they won't take the decision.
Absolutely. I mean, I worked on a data project myself when I was with a feed company, and this was part of the issue that we looked at, was about how there's too much information can actually be overwhelming. And exactly as you said, Mark, and I think this focus that you've talked about is that, again, a lot of people are focusing on how many pigs per sow per year, what's our FCR?
Exactly. And that's already outcome, you know, that's the FCR is already outcome. Yeah. So you have to go earlier in the process. I want to add something else, what you said. We have a few rules in our information management thinking. And one of the rules is that I always want to make people aware on this simple equation, which says less equals more.
Yeah.
And I always explain people also what I mean with less equals more. It's a definition where you would say, if you transfer information into a user who has to make decisions based on that information, less equal more means you can't do with less, but you don't need more. Then you have the balance where less equals more, because it should be a balance. If you follow that and you start understanding that, then suddenly also you start to understand that this one table, which now is sent to the vet, to the owner, to the employee in the farrowing house, and so on, that doesn't work because that doesn't say less equals more. So you have to much more thinking about customizing the information you hand over to the people who are actually going to use that bit of information. So I don't believe in the fact that the report which is suitable for the vet is equal to the report which is suitable for the staff in the people who handle the farrowings. Because you see things which are just not necessary for your decision making.
I can't echo that sentiment enough, Mark. It's something I see in our industry all the time. You know, you have to make sure that the output information is relevant to the people reading it. So I think that is really key. And it's something that our listeners need to think about when they're looking at data and thinking about how they present data to different parts of their business.
Yeah.
So where you see people that have got it cracked, that are really using data to the best of their ability, how do they use this data to make good on-farm decisions?
First, it's a continuous process. You know, if you go into this process of using information in a better way, you'd have to start realizing that if you want to do this, you have to do it step by step because it's automating behavior. It should become routine. And trying to learn too many routines at the same time is just not going to work. So it is a information management process which is going to take you a certain period of time. And in my perception, I'm talking about years. I'm not going to flip it over one night. You're just going to have a plan and you're going to say, okay, we're going to step at level. It's almost going to ground school, you know, step at your first class and then you go in the second and the third and so on. And if you continue that process, then you will see that there is no end to the process because there's no end to learning.
So how, Mark, as a whole industry, you know, the farm industry, the feed industry, how can we make data collection and the utilization of data on farm a priority for our producers?
I think that there is, if in the broad industry, we would understand that information management in pig farming is as crucial as genetic improvement or nutritional knowledge and so on. If we start respecting the fact that it is a field of expertise which has a certain importance in itself, and we start doing that in education, but also in our generic communication, then there might be a growing awareness of this. What you see often, and I'm not going to blame any supplier or any other company in the industry, but what I tend to see a little bit is that feed industries or genetic companies, and not all of them, but some of them, are becoming a little bit protective about this data thing. And they say, well, it's our data and we create our own data lake and they're going to do it in their own vault and nobody is allowed to get the knowledge from that data. They understand a little bit what I mean. And I think it should be, yeah, more open.
You talked there briefly about sharing data. And it's something that I believe on the continent there you do very well. They're kind of open sharing data. What would you say to our UK farmers who really feel this concept of sharing and they feel like it's exposing themselves?
Sharing data has two purposes. One is a horizontal purpose, which means benchmarking. Compare yourself to others. if you do that correctly and you compare yourself to yourself, but also to others, there's a huge power in benchmarking, because the benchmarking gives you your weak spots, your potential, better understanding of how other people work. But you have to start talking to each other what the data actually means or the information means. So there's one purpose of data sharing is in the horizontal. The other purpose of data sharing is much more vertical. So that's in the chain from the genetics or the AI start into the slaughterhouse and back, and maybe even into the processing and the consumers. So this vertical sharing data, what is very crucial in that is that it should be both ways, because they share the data, they get benchmarking in return automatically. They don't have to pay for it. It's just a part of, you know, if I give something, I get something in return. Sharing data is a necessity to improve. It's a necessity to improve if you look at the horizontal, but it's also a necessity to improve if you want to go in the vertical chain, because a genetic company can't improve if they don't have the data from the production or even from the slaughterhouse or even from the retailers, and the other way around. So sharing data enables improvement.
I think, Mark, and I think it's something our listeners will really connect with. I think we have a lack and a kind of fear of sharing. I think it's across all walks of our sector. We just seem to have this fear of sharing. And it's really nice to hear how other countries are doing it, and that we shouldn't be afraid of sharing. And that should be, as you say, across all sectors. So, you know, I really want to thank you. It's been a fantastic insight from your side, and I think it's really useful. I think the take home messages for me is that collecting data needs to become a habit for us in the UK. We need to be making sure that we're analysing that data and sharing that data, and that sharing needs to be going both ways. But I think the most important key message that's come out for me today is that it doesn't matter how much we collect or analyse or share our data. If we are not understanding how we can utilise that data on farm to actually improve our situation, the whole thing falls down.
Yeah, it starts with the user, definitely.
I think that's been a fabulous conversation. I think I could go on for hours, Mark. I could pick your brain on it. And I think it's certainly something that's going to stimulate a lot of conversation in our sector, especially as you're aware of the crisis that we're going through in the UK here. I think it becomes more pertinent than ever to understand how we can improve our situation. Thank you again for your time today, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Oh, we will, definitely.
Next up, we're joined by vet Carlos Pinheiro, who is the Managing Director at PigChamp Pro Europe, a livestock data management and analysis company. So hi, Carlos. Thanks for joining us today. Just for our listeners, could you give us a bit of an introduction to yourself and what you do in your company?
Yes, of course. Good morning. Well, I am Vex. I've been working in this business for the last 31 years. I got my PhD in Japan, something unusual. But
wow.
I got that, and it's something that helped me also to understand better things. And what we're doing is very easy. We help people, and people means farmers, vets, or companies, to get the best from their data of any kind or equipment to make better decisions, fund the decisions. And we do it in Southern Europe, in other parts of Europe, and even in other continents, Asia or Latin America. This is what we do with a team of vets and IT people, data scientists, programmers, etc. So it's quite fun.
Absolutely, I imagine. Do you feel that farmers are bought into the idea of using data on farm?
Well, this is interesting, because this is something that farmers have been doing and using for a long time, probably to a limited extent, because they have not the tools that they have right now, or they have not the knowledge, or there's no other options that they can use right now. But it's something that is in the culture. Now could be better. So they're not reluctant as is, but it's something that is showing clear margin of improvement, because it's not a question that they like it or not. It's a question that the viability of the business is directly linked to the use they make of data.
Absolutely. And at the moment, because I say, I know you're saying that there is a shift and a change in thought process, but what do you see at the moment? How is data currently being used on farm?
Well, it's interesting, because there's a classical, I wouldn't say confusion, but kind of a misunderstanding among data, information and knowledge. Data is nothing. That must be processed and transformed into something understandable, which is information. And information must be read ahead with the right time, with the expertise to transform into knowledge. And the knowledge is used to make a decision. So having data is having, I wouldn't say nothing, it's the raw material, but you have to do something. And once that you have to do this, we all always recommend to work on the, we call it the five-step process, which is first, raw material, data collection, either if it's a human observation or it's coming from a sensor or equipment or whatever. Later on, the second one is processing. You need to do something. You need to clean. You need to merge. You need to cure. So you can generate reports, information. This is the third step. But these reports must be distributed. And it's something that sometimes we forget. It's very different that we generate a PDF, an interactive report on a website, an SMS text or whatever. This must be distributed. And it must be distributed taking into account that the receiver could be a millennial or a boomer. I prefer different things from a millennial. And once that is distributed, you need a head with time, with knowledge, and with responsibility to understand it and make a decision based on that and start again. So these five steps, it doesn't matter if you have 100 cells or 1 million cells, but the process is basically the same. It doesn't matter also the type of data that you run within this five-step process. Could be an observation, an abortion, a mating, or a farrowing, feeding data from lactating sows, whatever. So this is the use that we recommend, and this is something that is related to a new culture of working.
Absolutely. So I presume this is where then your company, PigChamp Pro, comes into their own. I presume you're now helping farmers take that data and turn it into something tangible that they can actually use to help them on farm.
Correct.
And how then do you find that once you've made this, cleanse this data and produced it into a report that they can actually use, how are you finding that people are then using that to increase their productivity on farm?
What we recommend is that define which are the KPIs for you, the key performance indicators. Could be related to production, average daily weighing, or feed conversion rate, or feed intake, or prevalence or incidence of diseases, something that is very popular right now because of the pandemic. The concepts are the same for the animals, and it's something that normally we don't know, or which is the antibiotic use that you're doing. You're doing properly, this is the right dosage, is for the right disease. Sometimes we are blind for that regarding reproduction and gestation losses and the repeats or non-productive days. There's a number of key performance indicators that every farmer must select. And based on that, use data to generate improper information about those KPIs and transform that into tangible actions. For instance, something quite straight. If I am having a high number of gestation losses because I am not putting the sows together in mid-gestation and I have a double percentage of repeats, once that I know this, I need to put my boots, work on farm, see the guilds, see the sows, review my protocols, etc. At the very end, this process is not just a theoretical exercise of doing something well. It's something that we need to transform into better business and in a more sustainable business also, because we will be more efficient and we can quantify this efficiency by this proper use of data. It's a new culture of working that must be a routine, not just something that we do once in a while.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I think it's really interesting and something that's coming through for me. I mean, you mentioned that at the beginning, all your people are generally either vets or IT people. And do you feel that it's that kind of unique team that gives a better offering on farm to help your producers understand what they're seeing?
We need each other. Me as a vet, I have some questions and there's certain things that I don't know the process. I don't know the technique or may I don't know the statistics or the web service to achieve that. So we need them as vets, but they also need us because for a mathematician or for a data scientist or for an engineer, they don't understand what is a piglet or what is a prevalence or whatever.
Absolutely.
So once that we get what they have prepared for us, we, with our health productive mindset, we put that at work. So it's a two-way relationship and we need each other. Without them, for the vets, it's very difficult. And for these guys, it's impossible because they don't understand the business.
No, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that insight, Carlos. So how do you feel, if you were to speak to our listeners now, how do you feel that from where people are now, that they can make more of their data on farm, and where do you think the future for data on farm is going to go?
Well, in fact, it's something that I see and we understand that there's no other way. In the world in general, there's a process of digital transformation, something that sounds very sexy, but many people doesn't understand what is the digital transformation. In fact, it's very simple. It's using digital tool, and a digital tool is a tool that is producing data, for instance, a sensor for temperature or software or whatever, within a protocol and a new way of working. This is the digital transformation, and it's affecting the way people, even farm staff or vets or whatever, it's working. So it's not, this business is not a guessing game anymore. We need to be very accurate, understanding what matters, and not only reacting, but these techniques properly set up, once that the farmer, together with the vets or with companies like us, they have set this new way of working, transform that way into something that is more precise. You react, you quantify, and even, and this is very interesting, it's not only an alert, it's not only a monitoring, you see what's going on, it's not only statistics more or less complex, you can even run predictive analytics. The same techniques that banking or digital marketing people are using are perfectly applicable, and we have done this to the livestock sector, so we can get only early alerts, but even reliable prediction about, my dear farmer, you are coming close to the conditions to face a big problem in the next day. So be aware about this or that or whatever. So I think that this, and even more, and this is particularly important, in this society that we are living, where we need to be more transparent about the way that we are producing, because consumers want to know, etc., data is very objective. So it's not that I say, I am a very good farmer, I take very good care of my animals. I can demonstrate also with data, and that helps a lot. So it's a big change, but I think that no one should be afraid, because it's something that it's not difficult to land it, to put it at work in a normal farm, in a normal familiar farm. So what I strongly recommend is think a bit about that and ask someone that can help you to get involved in this new process that at the same time is very productive and it's very attractive also. So, and there's no other way, which is probably the most important reason.
And I think that's really lovely, Carlos. You know, when I think we think of data and we think of this big data and we think, well, you know, we step back and we leave this to the big integrators and the guys. But what you've said there, and it really warms my heart to say that, no, actually, data is for everyone. And collecting data, no matter how small and how a local farm you are, data can help to improve the way that you care for animals and the way that we look forward to the future. So That's a wonderful insight, Carlos, and I really thank you for joining us today. Thank you for giving us your time, and I'm sure it's a big thank you from our listeners. Thank you for listening to the Growing Healthy Pigs podcast. Tune in next time, where we will continue our theme of innovation and technology in the pig sector by talking about the rise of robotics. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your chosen platform and follow us on LinkedIn for regular updates on the pig industry, plus the latest tips from our ambassador farmers. See you next time.
The Growing Healthy Pigs podcast.